Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Call Waiting. It's me, Robin Shawl. First off, I just want to say thank you, everyone who's been calling in. I love talking to you guys. But today, we have the most special episode. All right, so you know how you have friends who, like, call you out on your shit? I'm the opposite of that friend. I'm the friend who will just tell you everything you're doing is correct. Everyone else is wrong. Fuck everyone. You're the best. So that's why today, you're going to call in and you are just going to complain to me about all the petty problems, stupid things, everything that's just annoying you. I'm opening up my lines. You call me and I'm going to tell you why you were right and everyone else is wrong. Now, let me tell you the thing that's bothering me this week. Now, before I start this, let me say I love, you know, waiters and waitresses and nail technicians and people who work in hair salons. I truly believe in tipping. I believe in tipping people well. I know people get super underpaid and tipping really makes a difference. I just want to make that really, really clear before I start going on the thing that really annoys me. I think we have taken tipping too far, where we have to tip everyone. Now, there's some places it's just not needed. For example, the other night I went to a self-serve frozen yogurt place. Yes, I shouldn't be eating frozen yogurt because it makes me bloat and I'm trying to lose weight, but that's not the point. Don't write in about that. Okay, so I go to this self-serve frozen yogurt place. It's right by my house. Now, self-serve. I took the cup. I put the yogurt in the cup. I put the toppings on the cup. I put the second topping on the cup. I put the third topping on the cup, and then I put my own sprinkles on the cup. Then I put the cup on the scale. Then I looked at the screen that said the price. I then took my credit card and swiped it through. After I do that, it says, would you like to tip? Who am I tipping? Me? Am I going to scan $3 and then they take cash and hand it to me? There was no one working. I was the person. I was the worker and they want me to tip. And of course I had a tip because I'm recognizable now and I can't be the asshole. I don't want like people to be like, Robin doesn't tip. But you know what? I shouldn't have tipped, but I did tip because I'm also really insecure and I want everyone to like me. Also, the choices were 20%, 25%, or 30%. What? Wait, now 20% is the minimum? Is the minimum for someone who's not even helping me? Anyway, thank you for letting me rant. I hope you guys agree. But otherwise, if it's someone who's actually helping you, you should tip. I just want to put that out there. Please tip. Take care of your people. Unless they're not your people, then don't tip. Unless you're someone who's recognizable, then tip. So this way people don't hate you. All right, let's get security in here. Security.
Hey, how you doing?
Do you have anything that you need to get off your shoulders?
Yes, I do.
Oh, no, if it's a complaint about me, just
no,
stop.
No, no, it's not about you.
That's the one time I won't take your side.
No, it's walking down the sidewalk, and there's someone in front of you, and they stop mid-walk.
Oh my gosh.
Either you have to shimmy around them, like do a full like dance around them, or you walk right into them.
For those who don't know, we live in New York City, and like New York City streets is like a hustle and bustle. You got to keep it moving. And there are a lot of people who just stop and then do not come. Have you ever knocked anyone over? I've bumped into people.
I've bumped into many of people.
I don't know why there's this visual of you just like knocking a family of five over.
Well, they shouldn't have stopped.
You like step on her teddy bear. You're like King Kong. Just All right, security, can we open up the lines?
All right, we're going to open up the lines.
And guys, so you know, each week we do have a different topic. Make sure you check my Instagram stories or TikTok at Robin Shawl Comic so that you know the topic for the week. And then you call in 720-72-ROBIN. And that's Robin with a Y, 720-727-6296. All right, security, give me the first call.
Okay, we have Julia on the phone.
Hi, Julia.
Hi.
Thanks for calling. So What's your problem? What's going on? What's bothering you?
My problem is that I moved into a new apartment a few months ago and everything was fine. And then recently, in the past few weeks, I have noticed that every time I am trying to fall asleep and every morning, I am woken up by my upstairs neighbors who seem to be stomping around all over the place. And it really, I know people have complained about this in New York all the time, but I've never truly experienced it myself. I'm experiencing it now. And it feels like I hear every breath they take. And it is so awful.
Okay. First off, I thought you were going to say something else. I thought you were going to say you could hear them having sex. So the fact that they're walking less bad. My old apartment, I would be able to hear this guy having sex all the time, which, you know, was fine sometimes, but sometimes it was enjoyable, but like sometimes a girl needs to sleep. Yeah, that is so annoying. And there's nothing really you can do, especially if it's just walking around.
I mean, I'm assuming they're just walking around. I don't know. It sounds like much worse, but what could someone possibly be doing?
I don't know.
Not having sex or walking.
What else do people do besides those two things? Have you spoken to them?
I haven't. I'm too afraid to show my face.
Yeah, no. And like, what are you going to say? You stomp? Like
stop
that?
Moving.
Yeah, you can't say that. There's literally nothing to do, which is why this is so annoying.
Right.
Do they wake you? Does it ruin your sleep?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Do you have earplugs?
No, but that's a good idea.
Definitely try earplugs. There's really nothing to do. This is like so frustrating because I understand it's like the most annoying thing. Actually, someone just moved into the apartment next to mine, and he's in a studio, which is right next to my bedroom, and his TV is right against my bed. So I hear his TV all night. But like,
that's the worst.
What am I going to say? I can't go and tell him you can't watch TV.
He can turn it down.
Should I go? I'll do it. I'll go over if you go over.
I'll do it if you do it.
I'm not doing it. We're just going to sit and bitch about it.
Okay.
Oh, one time, this is crazy. So this guy moved into my parents' building, knocked on my dad's door and was like, "Hi, me and my wife just moved in. We live underneath you. My wife is pregnant. We smell weed coming from the vents. You know, do you smoke? Like, and if you do, can you please stop?" My dad's like, "We're 70. Like, we don't smoke. We don't even drink." And my mom was like, "Who's that?" And my dad was like, "Someone thinks we're doing drugs." And my mom was like, "No, we don't do drugs." Anyway, and then they were like, "Are you Robin's parents?" It ends up being a kid I went to high school with. And my parents are like, "What? Get out of here. Like, what are you doing?" So anyway, it was a very awkward situation. One, this guy looked crazy, accusing my parents for doing drugs. I mean, smoking weed. I don't know if that's really drugs, but you know what I mean. So anyway, it was an awkward interaction. So I'm not going next door. I don't think you should go upstairs.
Yeah, you never know. What if you're living next door to your high school, an old high school friend?
Yeah, exactly. Or like, what if the person's either a serial killer or really hot? Either way, it's just, we can't complain.
It's not good.
No, that's why you call in here and we'll bitch about it and do nothing.
That's how I approach everything else in my life. So that works for me.
I will complain and complain and complain and do nothing to change the situation.
Exactly.
They say like the definition of crazy is doing the same thing over and over without and like expecting a different result. Fine. Call me crazy. Paint me crazy. I don't care. You will be the crazy one if you knock and tell them to stop walking loud.
That's how I feel. I'm with you.
So I'm sorry, you're stuck. Just
it's
move.
Okay. Just we're in move. It together. I guess that's my only option.
It's the only option. Sorry. But I hope I helped make you feel better by at least agreeing with you that it sucks.
Yeah, I'm not in it alone. Thanks for the reminder.
No, you're definitely not in it alone. All right, Julia, thank you so much for calling.
Thanks, Robin.
Did you know that about mom and dad?
Yes, I've heard the story about that.
Yeah, where the guy accused them of smoking weed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah.
I've had a neighbor come to me saying that I was speaking on my phone too loud.
No.
Yeah, and I turned to him. I go, "We have thin walls. I hear you rapping every day."
Wait, he raps?
He raps.
Was he good?
No.
Oh my God, you just unlocked a memory. I dated this guy. I went on a date with this guy who claimed to be a rapper. when I put quotes because mm-hmm. like he was definitely not a rapper. Like he never like made music. Like there's nothing, you know. And so we were yada yada yadaing, you know.
Okay. I get it.
And he was like, you know, I was like, oh, so like what type of rap? Like, can I hear something? And then he just bursts out into rapping while we were laying there. I have locked this away in my head. I have not, there's so much I want to say, guys, but my brother's sitting right here. Security, can you please leave?
Okay, I'll be right back.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so guys, this is back when I had a loft bed, right? So you had to climb up to get into the loft bed. So not only was he rapping, but we're 1 foot from the ceiling, okay? So I'm just like staring at the ceiling as this guy is rapping in my ear. And all I wanted to do was literally jump off this loft bed and go to my death and listen to this man rap in my ear for one more second. Okay, thank you for letting me vent.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We have Liv on the phone.
Hi, Liv.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm so happy to be talking to you, Robin.
Same. Okay, so this episode's all about just letting it loose. What's going on? What's rubbing you the wrong way?
What's rubbing me the wrong way is I live next door to an elderly woman. I won't name her. She means well, but every single day, sometimes multiple times a day, I get handwritten notes under my door, slipped under my door. She's trying to sell me furniture out of her apartment that I don't want. And it's not even something useful. Like, it's never like, oh, a chair. She'd be like, doll, do you need a crate? You guys drink beers, right? Do you need a crate? You could store your beers in the crate. I'm like, what is going on? And if you don't slip a handwritten note back, she'll come and knock on the door and ask you in person with the item in hand. So I have a balcony off my apartment, and I now have two lanterns, chairs, and a milk crate that just sits out there. I look like a hoarder.
Wait, did you have to pay for this? Or like, she just wants to get rid of it?
She wants to get rid of it. And sometimes she'll make me pick it up in weird places in the building. And I feel like I have to entertain. She's like, go to the incinerator room. I left you a chair. I'm like, I can't be involved in this. Please stop.
This is like living with your grandparent.
Yeah. Yeah. There's like a colony of elderly people that live in my hall.
Oh my
God. It's the craziest thing.
Wait, this is amazing. Wait, first off, I do actually have a bit of advice. First off, that's really annoying. No one should be pushing anything on you. But this is my advice. Okay, you should make either Instagram or TikTok, like, and the title, like the handle being like, weird crap my neighbor gave me, and sell it for like $5 and try to make some money.
Wait, that's actually pretty, I mean, if I list this stuff on like Facebook Marketplace or Craigslist, it's not like it's going to get sold.
No, that's why it should be Instagram. So this way it's like a comedy Instagram page, and I like funny things will be bought.
Wait, that's such a good idea, and I'm going to do that moving forward because I need to get this shit off of my porch before the spring hits and the warm weather is nice.
Yeah, and especially because I think that's going to be, I think that's so catchy, like weird crap my neighbor gave me. And then from this point forward, you have to say yes to everything because I think this is going to be a very successful Instagram and business.
Okay, Robin, this is genius. I'm going to make the account and I want my first sale to be you.
Oh, 100%. 100%, especially because I'm taking 10% since this was my business idea. We're going on this together. Wait, this is so good. But what's the weirdest thing she's given you? I'm guessing the milk crate, or is there weirder?
The milk crate was bad. And then she gave us a lantern with like nothing inside. Like, I guess you would need to put a can, like you would need to put a candle. It's kind of like a glass case that holds it. Okay. And I have not one, but two of those. So if you or anybody you know is in the market for an old time lantern,
guys,
let me know.
Follow weird crap my neighbor gave me on Instagram if you need a lantern with nothing in it or a milk crate. We're selling it for $500.
The bidding will begin at $500. Perfect.
Yeah, that's the lowest you could offer. We only go up from there. I bet you this is going to be very successful. I'm very excited for you and me. Yes,
thank you.
Yes. Now, we should also donate part of it so it could be a tax write-off. I really think I'm making this into a business. I'm not joking around anymore. I gotta pay my bills.
You are making this into a business, but I don't even know if this is somebody that we want to go into business with. She once got my roommate in her apartment. I get a text from my roommate Colleen. She goes, holy shit, I'm not going to say her name, apartment. Please help. There's floor to ceiling velvet drapes, and she's trying to sell me shit and give me shit that she has in her apartment. I'm like, this is too much to handle.
Guys, if you want velvet curtains, please follow us at Crap My Neighbor Gave Me. We're selling it. The bidding starts at $250.
Oh my gosh. I think I'm going to be able to quit my job after this.
This is where
my income comes from.
This reminds me, my grandparents were like organized hoarders. Like, same thing. They had this huge house in Brooklyn that they bought in, like, I don't know, very early on when, like, it was houses in Brooklyn were cheap. And then over the years, my grandfather would go to garage sales and would say, I'll give you $20 for everything. And then he would come home with, so his house was like floor to ceiling of crap. Like, do you remember those bird? It was like a toy bird that would repeat back to you. So if you said hello, the toy bird would go, hello. He had about 100 of them in his living room. So anytime you came over, he would go, why don't you take a bird with you, Robin? I'm like, Grandpa, I have 6 birds at home. He'd be like, one more, make it 7 for good luck, you know? And then he'd be like, also, why don't you take a bird for your boyfriends that you're going to have in the future?
Yes, of course, that's what every boyfriend loves.
Yeah, exactly. So I actually think this is just a thing that a lot of old people do, is they say, oh, take that with you. Just grab that. Not to be morbid, maybe they think they're going to die soon and they want to get rid of it. I don't know. I have no clue. The point is, we're now in business and I'm so glad you called in.
Thank you. And I love this business idea. I'm like so ready to quit my day job and just completely put 100% of my effort into this gig.
100%. All right. Thank you so much for calling in.
All right. Bye, Rob.
Didn't Grandpa really?
My brain went right to Grandpa right when she was talking.
I wish we could explain the house. I mean, there was so much I don't want to say crap because I know he's looking down at heaven.
It was his treasure.
It was his treasures. And he thought all 100 of those birds we needed.
100%. All of them.
Was there anything that he had that was more than the birds? Like, what did he have so many of? Buttons.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. He had so many buttons.
Thousands and thousands of buttons.
I don't know. It was like drawers and drawers and drawers. And drawers and drawers.
And he'd say, take some buttons.
Like, I don't know if you remember, I know you went to the Harry Potter thing where they get 1,000 like things of like for the wands.
Yeah.
That's what it was like. But buttons.
Oh
many
my God.
Buttons.
Richard, take a button. You never know.
Take a draw of buttons here.
You never know when a button's going to pop off. All right, security, take another call.
Okay, Robin, we have Elizabeth on the phone.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Robin. Thanks for taking my call.
No, I'm so happy you called in. So tell me, what is rubbing you the wrong way? Give me a complaint. Nothing is too small for me.
Okay, I have a real complaint. So I have some really bad hair dysmorphia. Okay. I've always had a pretty like raucous relationship with my hair. Uh-huh. So I decided that I was going to branch out and go to this one salon. I had kind of like dumped one of my hairdressers already. And I was trying to like find someone new. I went to this salon and I really liked the hairdresser. I was like, oh my gosh, this is like the person for me. The cut's great. I'm getting my hair dyed. Like, I'm doing it. And the second time I went in, maybe the third time I went in, she was always like a chatty Kathy, but I had had a hair dyeing appointment scheduled and on the books. And then I got a call from her. Well, it was a text actually. I got a text from her and she was like, I'm so sorry, I can't dye your hair today. I'm getting arrested right now.
Okay.
At the DMV. And I was like, at the DMV? Like, can you even actually get arrested at the DMV? That doesn't really make any sense to me. And then she persisted to text me about getting arrested for hours.
Wait, she's texting you from jail?
She was like texting me like on the way to jail, like as she's getting arrested. And I like did not know how to respond to her. And she was just going on and on and on about it. I kept trying to like quit the conversation and be like, I'm so sorry this is happening to you. That totally sucks. But I can't really help you here. So, and I like don't even know your last name. I don't know you.
So, oh my God.
Like, I can't help you. And so, you know, then I was like, okay, well, we'll just reschedule. Like, why don't you? No worries. Don't worry. And then she proceeded to cancel on me two more times. And I was like, I told my friend who goes to the same hairstylist, I was like, oh my gosh, like, she got arrested. And like, now she's like, I cannot get an appointment with her. I don't know what's happening. She keeps canceling on me. She was like, oh, my friend was like, oh, I was in the chair the next day after she got arrested, and she would not stop talking about it. I got the entire story, and I was like, this is really odd. Like, I've never really...
Wait, but now I want to know the story. What was the story?
It didn't even make sense to me. Somebody had a car title, and her name was not off of it, and then they did something bad, and when she went into the DMV, they arrested her for it.
Wait, hold on. Wait. Hold on. What's a car title?
So a car title is like what you, so say I'm going to sell you my car. I have to give you a piece of paper that it's the title and it says that you now officially own my car.
Oh, okay. So then the person who owned the car first did something illegal and now because she has it, she got arrested for it?
Apparently, but I even did a Google search because like I have some background with like the NYPD. I like did a Google search on it and it was like, no, you can't get arrested at the DMV. They're not going to like ambush you and arrest you. So I still have no idea what the truth is. But okay. The fact of the matter is I did not get my hair dyed by this person. And just so happens that the last haircut I got from her was in fact one of the worst haircuts I've ever gotten in my life.
Okay. So I have to say, I think you're the red flag. Why would you go back to her after the
haircut? I give a lot of chances.
Someone makes my hair just like frizzy and I'll never talk to them again.
I just didn't know. I was like, if I sit in this chair, I don't know how to respond. I'm not gonna.
Oh my god, I don't
really know what to say to this person.
Have you seen her since?
I have not. I've been hiding in shame.
Yeah, well, I think you should stay away. One, because she gives bad haircuts. And two, because either she went to jail, or two, she's lying about going to jail. Or three, which is what I think it is, I think she's lying about why she went to jail. I think there's a little piece missing from this story. You know, like, you don't get arrested for what she's saying. So I do think she maybe went to jail. Or she just didn't want to come to work that day, and she's like sticking hard to her story, which is why she told it to you and told it the next day at work.
Yeah, I'm a really suspicious person, so I also think it could be the two latter things.
Yeah.
I'm like, you just didn't want to touch my hair, did you?
Either way, I think it's time you find a new hairdresser.
I think so too. I did find a good studio that did a good job. So unfortunately, I had to break up with her, but I've had to break up with like a lot of hairdressers.
Same.
Who will either just like start cursing Same. Really
and
loud
it's so
in the
personal.
Middle of my haircut.
Hairdressers take it so, oh my gosh. And when you start, like, you can't use a different hairdresser in the same salon because hairdressers take it so personal when you stop using them. But sometimes you get a bad haircut and you don't, oh my God. One year ago from June 6th, I know the date because it was the worst day of my life. I went to get a little trim and she's like, I was like, cut it to my shoulders. So it was like 2 inches. She's like, dry or wet? I was like, when it's dry, I want to tip my shoulders. She did it up into the top of my neck and it was a reverse bob. It was not good, especially because I'm chubby and now my third and fourth chins were hanging out for the world to see.
It was a plob.
Yeah, it was a plob. So it was terrible. I started crying in the seat. To me, the bad haircut is worse than someone canceling on you to go to jail. I think that's what I'm saying. I think the problem was you went back to her after the bad haircut.
I know. And my problem is, too, that I feel so vulnerable when I'm sitting in the chair because I feel like I look like a wet dog just like crawling out of a sewer.
It's very vulnerable.
All I want to do is just have someone be comfortable.
I just want someone to hold me. Yeah. When I got that bad haircut, I never cry on the internet. ever. Like when I'm crying, the last thing I want to do is film myself. But because I knew the world was going to see me in this hideous haircut, I had to take to social media and I was bawling on social media. I was like, guys, my hair is so ugly. And it was to this day, the most DMs I've ever gotten, because everyone can relate to like sitting in the chair, getting a bad haircut and not having like nothing to do about it. Because what are you supposed to do once they cut your, or once they die, there's nothing to do. It's so vulnerable when someone makes you ugly and then you have to pay them and tip them.
I know. I always tell my boyfriend I'm ready to get out of this time in my life. My bad haircut.
Are you happy with your hair now?
I'm happy with it. It's growing out. I'm getting there.
Okay, good. That's all that matters.
And I wish her the best.
Yes, we wish everyone the best. Just stay away from our hairs.
Yes, thank you. Well, I appreciate that. Thanks for letting me air that grievance. It's been a weird one.
I hope you feel a little bit better.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, so security, right now you're bald.
Correct. And actually, and when I shaved my head, I walked by my barber and what were they going to say? I haven't, because they haven't seen me in like six months.
But you used to get so much anxiety when they would cut your hair.
I would have to walk outside for like 20 minutes before I went inside.
No, it's very, it causes a lot of anxiety to get haircuts. I get it. Totally. All right, let's do another call.
We have Jeff on the phone.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Robin. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so happy you called in.
Okay, so I saw your Instagram story, and you promised that you'll take my side if I complain about something. Is that right?
Of course.
The other day, I was at the grocery store, and I know you live in New York City, right? So you don't have shopping carts and like parking lots?
No, but I'm from Long Island. Like, I know what they look like.
Okay. Okay. So I'm at the grocery store the other day, and I got cart shamed. Have you heard of these cart narcs?
No.
Okay. Here's where I stand on this. When I take my cart from the checkout to my car, if the you know, they have those like corrals where you put the cart back in the corral thing.
Yeah. Like in the parking lot.
Yeah. If they don't have the corral, I don't think it's my job to take the cart back to the grocery store. I already paid for the groceries. There's a kid who's supposed to come get my cart. So I took the car, but I do have, this is my policy. If there's no car, if there's a corral, I'll take my cart to the corral. But if there's no corral, which there was not, I will hook my cart to the nearest curb. So I take my cart and I go and hook it on the curb. And this guy starts like, give me like a funny look. And he says, you're going to leave your cart there. And I'm like, yeah, there's a guy who will come and take it. And he's like, well, I think you need to take it back to the grocery store. And I said, not my problem. And I got in the car and drove away. Now, I don't know where you fall on this, but I think that if there's no corral, I don't have to take the cart back.
But you did take it to the curb. So it wasn't like in the parking lot.
It was kind of in a spot, but there wasn't that many cars. There weren't that many cars in the parking lot.
All right. Well, first off, let me say, one of my very first jobs was I worked at a supermarket, okay? And I was demoted every day. I worked there for 4 days, and every day I was demoted. First day, I worked at the cash register, but then I was $4 over, meaning like I made the supermarket $4, but I shortchanged people. So then the boss was like, Robin, we're just going to have you bag. Day two, I bagged, and I put a woman's cake upside down, and she complained. So day three, they demoted me to putting food back. I got caught eating chips. That's not even a joke. I was eating chips as I was putting the foods back, you know, that people didn't want. So then day four, they demoted me to getting the carts in the parking lot and returning them. I was the guy that you're talking about, whose job it was to get the carts. I ended up finally losing the job because my friend showed up and I sat in her car instead of getting the carts. So, I mean, long story short, you're right in the sense there is a job of someone to get the carts. So you're right. You're right. You're right.
Thank you.
Also, you are. Hold on. You are also right where I hate when people shame people for not putting back the carts. Where, I'm not going to say you're wrong, but where maybe we could grow a little is return your fucking card. What are you, an animal? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
But I don't think people should shame people for not putting back your card, but I think we should all just try to maybe pitch in so that the person whose job it is, we don't have to work so hard.
Well, because I was the cart kid too. I worked at a Costco in college, and I would do the, you know, the guy who like moves your giant thing of vitamin water from one cart to the next
at
checkout. And then every once in a while, they send you out to the parking lot to pick up the carts. And I got to tell you, when you're that guy, your favorite part of the day is collecting the carts. That's the part you look forward to the most. It's the you get to pop some headphones in and go listen to your music and walk around with nobody bothering you. So I feel like I'm doing the cart kid a favor by leaving the cart.
So you're saying you're doing community service. So what you're saying is you're helping mankind by putting your cart in the middle of the street.
Right. And also, here's the other part that I don't get is the guy who calls me out for leaving the cart.
I agree.
Because if his name was Jonathan Walmart, I understand where he's upset that I'm losing Walmart some money. But he doesn't work for Walmart. It's not like they're charging him extra for my cart.
I
so
agree.
Why does he care?
If not returning your cart is like, let's say 1 out of 10, 10 is the worst thing in the world and 1 is like the greatest. Let's say it's a 5, right? Not returning your cart. It's an annoyance to some people. Being the person to complain to someone that they didn't return the cart, that's almost a 10. Like, it's none of your business, sir. You go return the cart if it's bothering you that much. Like, let me live my life. Let you live your life. I agree. That guy is the most annoying. You're the second most annoying for not returning your cart.
Well, let me ask you. Okay, let's say there's no cart corrals.
Yeah.
These don't exist in this place. Will you take the cart, you yourself, I'm just asking Rob, will you take it all the way back to the front of the store?
Okay. Do you want me to be 100% honest? As if no one's listening? If no one's around, maybe not. If there's literally one bystander, I will return it all the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Just because, like, I don't want that person complaining to me.
Yeah, see, I don't want that person complaining to me either, but my petty problem is that people think that they're better than me because they return their carts. But I'm saying cart moralists have it wrong. The people who have it right are the people who mind their own business.
Oh, I agree. Mind your own business. Those people are the worst.
Yeah.
But I do think it is really annoying when someone leaves a cart right in a spot and then you have to get out of your car to
never
move the car.
What kind of monster do you think I am?
So you'll never leave it like right in the spot. You'll be like, so then that's absolutely fine. You know what? I changed my stance. Actually, I don't think you did anything wrong. As long as it's to the side and it's kind of put, you know, it's not in a spot blocking someone else's car from pulling in. I think it's fine. You're right. There is someone like me and you whose job it was to get the cart. So as long as it's out of the way, I think it's fine. Also, like, I also know when I used to park in, you know, a supermarket or wherever, I would just grab one of the carts in the parking lot and push it.
I'm doing someone a favor.
Yeah.
Right.
You are a good deed to society.
Thank you. What would security do?
Security.
I can't answer because I'm the one that puts the cart in the middle of the park.
You leave it in the middle of us
sometimes, and I'm embarrassed to even admit it. I'm embarrassed.
Literally, I'm going to have to fire you from this podcast.
I'm so sorry.
Wait, you leave it in the spot?
I'm sorry. I'm
Why?
So sorry.
Why?
Because I want to go home. I want to eat the Twinkies just bought.
I can't. This is like shocking.
I'm so like I'm embarrassed.
But you know what? I bet you if we call our parents, mom returns it all the way to the store and dad leaves it in the spot.
That's where
like
I got
you.
It from.
Because you're just not thinking, right?
Just want to go home.
Ugh, disgusting.
I'm sorry. I'm disgusted with myself.
I've never been more ashamed to be your sister. Okay. All right. Well, Jeff, thank you so much for calling in. And to the guy who shamed you, shame on him.
Thanks, Robin.
Okay. Bye.
I'm embarrassed.
Oh, my God. You're your father's son.
I really am. I really,
but you
really
do
am.
Know mom not only returns her own, she returns every other card.
Everybody's. She'll corral them all together and bring it back. In. Okay, Robin, we have Aries on the phone.
Hi, Aries.
Hi, Robin. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
So today is about complaints. Nothing's too small. Lay it on me.
Okay. So I was at my sister's bachelorette party this weekend in Punta Cana, obviously, you know, lots of drinking, lots of singing, lots of dancing, which is also why I sound crazy right now. But there was also, you know, a little bit of a hangover moment for me. And my complaint is that it's really annoying and a struggle to get hangovers when you can't find a Diet Coke to help cure it. There's no Diet Coke outside of the United States. What does a girl do?
Wait, there's no Diet Coke outside of the United States?
I mean, maybe it's outside of the United States, but they don't have it in the Dominican Republic. They only have Coke sin sugar, like no sugar. And it's not the same. It doesn't hit the same.
Wait, but is there a McDonald's?
We were on a resort, so I couldn't leave the resort to go to a McDonald's. Otherwise, I would
like this Diet Coke, but I'd have to walk 3 blocks, Robin. So it's not really Dominican Republic. It's really the resort you have a problem with.
No, I actually don't think they have Diet Coke at fast food places either, because I got, you know, fast food at the airport on the way out, and they also only had Coke Zero Sugar.
Security, can you Google, do they sell Diet Coke in the Dominican Republic?
Checking now.
Okay, thank you. We're looking up. We're going to find a location, and we're going to see what's the closest. Do they have Postmates in the Dominican Republic? Can you Postmate to your resort?
I did not look that hard.
Okay. But hold on. Security's doing research. We're going to see if there's actual Diet Coke in the Dominican Republic.
I don't think so.
Oh, no. Okay. So you're correct. There is no there's no Diet Coke.
I think she said Coca-Cola Light.
Yeah, but that's bullshit. We don't want that.
Yeah, it's Diet Coke or bust.
Yeah. I mean, what are they thinking?
I don't know, but I was struggling.
You know what? I would say this is your sister's fault. How dare she do her, what is this, a bachelorette party? Or
yeah.
You know what? I'd say drop your sister. If this was a good sister, she would have done some Googling, just like I made my brother Google, and she would have said, you know what? I'm taking my friends and my sister and the closest people in my life away to celebrate me. Maybe look into a country that sells Diet Coke.
Right, but also I planned the whole thing, so maybe it's on me after all.
Okay, I'd say don't talk to yourself for the rest of the day. No, but we don't blame ourselves. We blame others. You were trying to be a good sister. You had too much on your plate. She should have taken one thing off your plate. You planned everything. The least your sister could have done besides get married is make sure she packs some Diet Coke. Are you the maid of honor?
Ish.
Ish. Oh, gosh. Your sister's terrible. No, I'm kidding. Why ish? What happened?
She's not doing a formal wedding party, bridal party, because she's above that, and good for her.
Yeah.
But I still have some of the responsibilities of, you
okay,
know,
so you have the responsibilities without the title.
Yes.
All the work without any glory.
But I get to wear whatever I want at the wedding, which I'll take.
Oh, that's so nice. See, already we love your sister. We're back on pro sister.
I'd say so.
To me, that's like the worst part of being at a bridal party is being told what to wear.
For sure, especially if it's like a color that doesn't suit you, you know, or a style that's just not flattering.
Oh my
but
gosh.
Luckily, that's not something I have to deal with.
I have way too many stories about colors and bridesmaids' dresses, but they all listen to this podcast, so I can't say it. But it is, you are in a very, very lucky position that I'd say the only downside is you picked a country that does not have Diet Coke. If that's your biggest problem, I think this is going to be a successful marriage.
Me too.
I feel good about this. Bring your own Coke to the wedding, though.
I'm going to have to. Luckily, the wedding is in the States, so there will be Diet Coke.
Okay, excellent. And do we like who she's marrying?
We love who she's marrying. He's a gem. They met in college and they've been together ever since.
Okay, good. All right. So look, let this be the biggest downfall of this wedding is the Diet Coke travesty.
Will do. You're right.
Thank you for calling in. You're a big Diet Coke drinker.
Yeah.
I don't drink any soda.
But I also drink iced tea. So if I did go to the DR, I'll be okay.
You don't drink, though, so you'll never be hungover.
That is true. That is also true.
There's a lot you can't relate to in this story.
Nope. I'll just stay quiet.
All right. Thank you, everyone for calling. To find out each week's topic, make sure you're following me on Instagram or TikTok at Robin Shaw Comic. And then you call in 720-727-6296 during our live recordings. So now I'm going to get the news I need to know from security. This is all news that really just is happy or flighty enough for my brain, right?
With some pettiness.
Oh, for the topic, for exactly. Today's topic. All exactly. Right, take it away.
All right, so we're going to go to North Carolina, where a baker, he pretty much shared a petty cake that a company ordered for a coworker, and it is hysterical because this coworker was leaving the company. So the coworkers pitched in, got him this cake, and it's a beautiful cake with a rainbow and smiley faces. But the message on the cake is hysterical and so petty. And it says, normally you'd say, congratulations on your new job. We're going to miss you. It's, you're dead to us. Goodbye forever, quitter. And that was what he had to put on the cake.
You consider this a news story? What is this? Just a friend told you a story?
No,
it was. Did you actually see this on a news?
Yes, and the title's called Baker in Stitches Over Petty Cake That Company Ordered for Employee.
Did you just type in petty into Google and this was something that came up?
Yes.
Okay. All right. This was a fabulous news story. Thank you. Next story.
Okay. We're going to move on to Atlanta. So in Atlanta, I don't know if you know the Braves, the baseball team. So they have like this tradition when someone hits a home run, when the player gets into the dugout after they run the bases, they put on this giant Braves hat, like a regular baseball cap, but it's huge and it's like their tradition. Thing is, the MLB, the Major League Baseball League, doesn't like it because it's not an official, you know, Major League Baseball hat. Mm-hmm. So now they've made it a rule that only the players can only wear Major League like attire. So they can't wear the hat anymore.
But why not? I have to be completely honest. I tuned out for that entire story. I'm so sorry. I bet you, though, I'm not the only one. Guys, DM me. Did anyone else tune out for that last story? Wait, so I heard there's something about a hat, right? Is it worth you repeating it or no?
Not really.
Okay, go on to the third news story.
Okay, now we're going to go to Canada.
I feel like you have to agree with me. The most interesting part of these news stories for you is where the location is. Because after you tell me where it's from, you're like, and now in New Jersey. Womp, 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 womp. Okay, all right.
All right, so now we're going to Canada. Now, I don't know if you know, but back in February, they got rid of all the pennies in Canada.
I don't know that.
Oh, well, now you do. In Canada.
See, that's an interesting news story. You could stop right there.
But that's nothing about being petty.
Oh, okay, continue.
Or a petty problem.
Okay.
So in Canada, though, this happened like a few months ago, right before they stopped making the pennies, a guy went to the bank asking for $300 worth of pennies because he was going to do something like a petty revenge on a company and pay $300 in pennies.
Oh, that's petty. Yeah.
That's very petty, except he doesn't realize. Now, you could do that here in the U.S. In Canada, there's a law that companies can only accept a certain amount of dollars in change, which the bank told the guy, and he didn't listen. He still went. And yeah, the company said we can't, no.
So now he's stuck with 300 pennies.
So he brought it all back to the bank. And then when he got to the bank with two hockey bags of pennies, they said, sorry, we can't take it. They have to be rolled up.
Oh my gosh, so he had to roll it up. That's annoying.
Yeah, so this petty revenge totally backfired.
Oh man, that's annoying. Okay, that one wasn't bad.
All right, so
let's rate you. You know, because I think rating you will keep you on your toes.
Okay.
I would give today's news story...
Remember, average, because that last one was really good. The second one was good, but you passed out.
I'm going to give it a 3.
Okay.
Out of 100. All right.
All right, guys, thank you so much for listening to my wonderful news stories. And that's all the news that Robin needs to know. That's pretty petty.
All right, guys, thank you for calling in today. Please make sure you are following my Instagram at Robin Shaw Comic to find out the topic every week, because I want to talk to you. Please make sure you're subscribing, rate, review. It really, really helps me out. Till next week. Wait, hold on, I have another call. Call Waiting is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Picot. Editing by Basilio Perez and Jorge Morales Picot. Guest booking by Allie Freelander. Be sure to follow me at Robin Shaw Comic on Instagram and TikTok to find out our next topic and learn when to call each week. And give me a ring at 720-72-ROBIN. That's 720-727-6296.
Betches.